Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the critically praised suspense thriller Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents by Hans W. Kelling, an agent creates a cloaking device which allows him to become invisible. He becomes an undercover agent and infiltrates terrorist groups. He falls in love with the young manager, and their relationship is tested because he has to keep his activities secret from her. You'll follow the righteous path of counterterrorism in this suspenseful science fiction thriller, Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents. Born in Germany, raised during the war and under Hitler's dictatorship, Hans W. Kelling came to the U.S. to study, received his M.A. and Ph.D. from Stanford, and is professor of German culture and literature at Brigham Young University. When he is not learning about intercultural history and politics, he enjoys oil painting and collecting toy railroads. In his many years of worldwide travel, he nurtured a great fascination with the threat of terrorism and dangers of war. He discovered a deep intrigue in the knowledge that the free world cannot be truly free until terrorism is no more. Aided by his years of academic writing, Hans refines his craft in this thriller, Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents. And author Hans W. Kelling joins us on This Week in America. Dr. Kelling, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate that.
It's our pleasure, and I'm looking forward to talking about this book. This is a real page-turner. Once you start reading the book, you're going to want to continue to see what's happening next and how this all ends. Where did this idea come from for Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents?
Well, as you mentioned, I traveled all over Europe and even China and the Middle East, and I've always wondered, how can these undercover operations that all these people do, what can we do about that? And it is, of course, very, very difficult to infiltrate them. So I had this idea that maybe an agent who has learned how to be invisible can infiltrate these groups. And so I started writing with that. It took me a while to have different episodes, but the ideas came, and I thought, well, maybe this, if there's some way, you know, in reality, this is of course fiction, but if there's some way in reality that we can do something really about these terrorist groups, that would be wonderful. And I thought, well, maybe someday it might actually be possible to do this, you know.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it's science fiction today. A couple of years from now, it could actually be reality, the way that things are changing. And you sort of take us behind the scenes, and I understand it's science fiction, but we see terrorists, we see counterterrorism. What type of research did you do for this to establish terrorism, their activities, counterterrorism? What type of research did you have to do for this?
Well, I went into online, of course, and checked on the terrorism and see where these different groups might be, and I also did a lot of research on the cities that I wanted these agents to function, mainly on towards the end. You know, it takes place in Dubai, so I did a lot of research on Dubai, which is a fascinating country. And they're building all these high tower, these high-rise buildings, and you know, buildings that go into the sea. And I thought that might be a place where you know, some of this terrorist operation can be operated from, and it worked out fine.
You have to create the characters, and you've done that with Arthur and Tanya. Talk a little bit about these two characters, the interaction, and how you went about developing the characters.
Well, of course, Arthur experimented a lot by himself at the beginning, and then he did some of the early adventures by himself. Then in the company that he was working for, he met Tanya, who was an executive there. And they really hit it off. one problem that they have is he can't, of course, not tell her what he's actually doing. And, you know, in a love affair, if it becomes serious, you shouldn't have any secrets. You should be open and truthful with each other. And so this becomes a problem between the two. He really likes her and knows what she's doing, but she doesn't know what he's doing. He just tells her that he's working for the government, but she has some inclinations that there's something more to it, because he has so frequently he has to leave her. And then at the very end they meet under certain circumstances that I really don't want to reveal, but I leave it open. You know, the end is kind of open, like some of the movies that that, you know, they're open and then there'll be a second movie.
Oh,
and
yes.
A third movie. So I've been telling people that are reading the book, let me have some ideas of how this might be continued. If you know, if this first one is somewhat successful, I might be willing to continue with it. You know,
that would be good, and your fans would, I'm sure, would really appreciate that. The reviews have been excellent. The book is "Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents." Hans W. Kelling, K-E-L-L-I-N-G, is the author and our guest on the program. His website has information on the book and his oil painting as well that we'll touch on before the conversation concludes today. That's hanskelling.com. Book available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. You mentioned in the movie, this is such a visual. As I'm reading this, the characters come alive, the scenes come alive, all the tension you can feel. Any thought about this becoming maybe a movie of some kind?
Yeah, I've thought about that. I thought maybe if somebody were interested, that might be a good adventurous movie. By the way, I was also going to mention, if my readers would have some ideas on how to continue this in the second volume, I'd be very open to that and very helpful. I mean, very grateful for any help that they might give. I'd certainly be happy if somebody would contact me and said, we'd like to make a movie out of this. I'd be very open. I'm very open also to making this a what do you call those books that you can read, that you can listen to?
Oh, the audio books, yes.
Yeah, an audio book, you know. So I'm open to any of those things, so.
I can hear this as an audiobook as well. The book is so well written, Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents. Hans W. Kelling is the author and our guest on the program. Let's talk about the process of doing this. When you sat down, did you have everything outlined pretty well? You knew where it was going, or did sort of organically it took off in different directions?
Yeah, you know, I actually worked on this for several years. I had ideas here and there, and I worked on it, and then I gave up again. I really didn't have an outline. I just thought, as I finished one section, that I thought of a new section. And so a few weeks later, or sometimes a month later, I did the next section. And so it wasn't really an outline thing. It just ideas came one after another. And you know how it is when you work on something and you have an idea, just like another idea, suddenly another idea comes into your mind.
Exactly.
So that's what happened with me.
The book is Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents. Hans W. Kelling is the author, and our guest is website hanskelling.com. We've got all this on our website, and you'll find the book at Amazon and all of the usual places. I want to talk about your background here for a second. You traveled extensively in Europe, became aware of terrorist activities over there. That's an interesting perspective. Talk about that. We're aware, obviously, of terrorism here in the United States. We've been touched several times. And in Europe, you're right in the midst, depending on where you are there, of terrorist activity. Talk about your thoughts and being able to travel and get maybe a different perspective on terrorism.
Okay. Yeah, as you know, I am German, and so my entire family, except for my children, are still in Germany. So I traveled there almost every year, and I was always concerned about the terrorist activities that are there. Germany is a country that has pretty open borders and has allowed actually millions of refugees into the country, and among those refugees are of course under kind of undercover agents and undercover operations. And so It started with Germany, and then I went to the Middle East, and of course, you know, the problem there is very prominent.
Yes.
With Israel and the surrounding country, a lot of activities going on there. There's some in the United States that I learned about. So and you know, and England needed some help, and so I had as I went into these different countries, I always had my eyes and my ears open for opportunities, see what they are doing, you know, with these problems that they're all facing, which is such a tragedy.
What do you hope the takeaway is as readers read Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents? It's a great story. It's well told. It's an entertaining story. We will thoroughly enjoy reading this, waiting to get to the next chapter to see what's going to happen. But what do you hope the feeling is? I almost think we sort of get a different perspective as well, a different look at terrorism and counterterrorism. Do you hope that's sort of a byproduct of the book?
I do, and I do hope that people that are seriously interested that they might be learning something from it. I'm not sure. I'm not really, thinking that this will be a bestseller, but I hope that maybe some government agents might get some ideas from it to see or. You know, also that generally the public becomes aware of the problem. I don't know how many people really are aware of this serious problem. And so that's one of the things that I hope for, that the public becomes aware and maybe become involved if they can. Be aware of what's going on around them and take note of it and make a recommendation to the FBI or to the other agencies.
And it's all told through the main characters we talked about, Arthur and Tanya. These are relatable characters. We care about them. We see the interaction. It's a personal story as well as the world of terrorism and counterterrorism. You've seen so much over the years and studied it extensively with terrorism. Are you optimistic that something can be done to control terrorism? Just when you think maybe we're doing it, there's an incident somewhere, and you think, right. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. I really don't have the solution, obviously. I'm just pointing out what is happening in an optimistic way in a fictional way, how we fight this problem. But in reality, to be honest with you, I'm not very optimistic that we can solve this problem. I'm so afraid that it might even get worse with time, with all the problems in the world, you know.
Hans Kelling is our guest on the program. That's K-E-L-L-I-N-G, and the book is available wherever books are sold. The title, Secret Undercover Operations by Secret Agents. We've got a link directly into Hans's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. When you go to the website, you will find information on the book. The website is hanskelling.com. Also, you'll see some beautiful pictures there, paintings done by Dr. Kelling. Tell us about that. How long have you been doing the oil painting? I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, wow, this is really, really well done. How long have you been doing this?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that compliment. I started 2 years ago. My wife, who passed away, some years ago, was a painter. And of course, at the time that she was painting, I didn't want to compete with her. So when she passed away, I exhibited some of her paintings. She never wanted to exhibit them. And then I met a lady who is a painter, and she's been painting for 40 years. And we became acquainted with each other. And one day, as I admired her paintings in her studio, I asked her, would you be interested in helping me to paint a bit for fun, you know, as a hobby on the side, because I have other responsibilities? And she said, yes, you know what? I haven't been painting for 10 years, and I need some impulse that I start painting again. So I'd be delighted So we made an appointment that I see her once a week for a couple of hours, and she paints at the same time that I paint, and she gives me all kinds of help and instructions. So with her help and her guidance, you know, I've been able to do these paintings. I enjoy it immensely. It's a hobby that I, as I said to you, only for 2 years, but every Friday afternoon I meet with her and we paint together. And she, you know, it's an interesting situation. She is so grateful to me that I got her back into painting. And I said, I'm so grateful for you. And she doesn't charge me. She doesn't charge
That's
me
amazing.
Any money. I have to get my own materials and paints. But it's kind of a symbiosis, you know, between the
yes.
two of us.
Yes. It sounds like a sort of a master class that you get, and you get
right.
all of this knowledge. Right. And when you said, I asked how long you've been doing it, and you started saying several, I thought you were going to say decades. This is just a couple of years. Obviously,
right.
you learned from your wife as well. I mean, you look at this and you think this is something you spent a lifetime doing.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I read about other people that in their retirement, like Churchill, for example, in their retirement started painting. And I thought, well, maybe I can do some of that. I fiddled around with drawings and so on as a child even and so on. So I guess this hidden talent came out because of my association with my teacher.
Well, you do a wonderful job with that. And you mentioned your wife's reluctance with to do the art shows, the exhibits. You've got some pictures there taken from a small art exhibit in Provo, Utah. And I wonder,
right.
what's that like for the artist, especially early on when you're displaying these and people are coming in and looking and commenting and interacting? What's that like putting on an exhibit like that?
Well, it was done by invitation. I was invited to exhibit it. Somebody must have mentioned my name. You know, there are always people that help you, and I'm grateful for that. So people came, and I was not all the time there, but when I was there, we talked with each other, and we became acquainted. And it's important. I will never make any money with it. It's my hobby. But there were, you know, two or three people that wanted a painting, and I charged them just a minimal amount for the canvas and for the paints. You know, I'm not making any money on it, really. I'm doing it for the enjoyment, and if people give me ideas of what they would like to have painted, I do it for the enjoyment, but I don't charge them any. Maybe $50 is what I usually charge, you know.
Well, I can tell the passion that you have for doing this. And we've got a few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the inspiration for where you get your ideas for painting. And you talk about you love to paint nature. And that's something that's so available to us. And sometimes we overlook nature and the majesty of nature and what it does for us. Talk about the power of nature in making you a better artist.
Well, of course, I'm very touched and inspired by the beauties that you find in nature. Like here, where I am, I'm in the middle of the mountains in a valley. Germany has such beautiful scenes. I painted some of where I come from the flat country on the sea, on the ocean. And then also on southern Germany, where they have those beautiful mountain scenes. Nature, not just the mountains, but also the majesty of the sky at night and the beautiful flowers during the spring and so on, are very inspirational to me. I often take a few minutes and just sit and enjoy and feel inspired by it. I feel the hand of the Creator in it, you know.
It's hard not to when you go out and you actually look around and take in what's all around you. And Dr. Kelling is, as I mentioned, a professor of German culture and literature at Brigham Young University. So some beautiful terrain out there to take in. Just a minute or so left in the program. We mentioned you'd like to do a continuation. How much would you like to do a continuation? I'm sure with the characters, the plot line in secret undercover operations by special agents, I'm sure you'd like to do another book. How close are you to maybe going back and doing another?
Very much. I would very much like to do that. I work during the day, and at night I usually work in my study on private things and on the computer. And if, like I said, friends that I have here that are reading the book, I always tell them now, please give me some ideas of what I can do. And so your readers too, that if they read this book, I would love to have any help on any ideas that you might write me, other things that we can do in the book, that we can continue that. I would very, very much appreciate that. And I appreciate you for having me, making the book seeable, available, and me talking about it. This relationship with that young lady, with Tanya, might have, at this point it hasn't gone very far because of the situation. So maybe some ideas if people have about that, what we could do with that relationship. I think that's a nice little touch. It's not just the terrorist activities, but it's also the human relationship.
Exactly, yes. And if you go to Dr. Kelling's website, hanskelling.com, I'm betting there's a contact page there. They can get in touch with you going through the website.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So you can do that. And it's very simple. Hans, H-A-N-S, Kelling, K-E-L-L-I-N-G.com. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. How much fun is this, the last couple of years that you've been, of course, a successful teacher, professor at the university there, but now you've got a published book. Now you're an accomplished artist. You've got the exhibit and the people coming in and really being impressed by your painting. What's this like? All of a sudden, you've got several more elements of your career out there to enjoy.
Right, you mentioned it. That is very, very satisfying to discover in yourself talents or inspirations that you haven't had before. That is so amazing that, I had no idea that I could paint that way. And it's so satisfactory to know that I do have that ability. And same with fictional writing. I've done academic writing, of course, but fictional writing, that's another avenue that I have developed, but also yes, discovered in me, that I would like to continue those. And maybe as I do this, maybe that's the third thing that I will discover in time.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again when the new book is out, or we'll continue our conversation. You can look into Dr. Kelling's oil paintings and the book at his website, hanskelling.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We thank kingpagespress.com for being part of the marketing and setting up our interview with Dr. Kelling on the program today. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on all the success with the oil painting, in particular this book, Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents. Thank you for spending some time with us.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Good luck with all your other people that you will talk to. And thank you very much.
You are most welcome. Hans W. Kelling. The book is Secret Undercover Operations by Special Agents. All the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.